All right, Ozark Season 4 Part 1 just arrived on Netflix, and while nobody wants this series to end, the new episodes will, as always, have you on the edge of your seat. Actress Jessica Frances Dukes, who plays FBI agent Maya Miller, is back for the first part of Season 4. You've seen Jessica in Marvel's Jessica Jones on Netflix and on NCIS New Orleans, and to talk about the beginning of the end of Ozark is Jessica Frances Dukes. Welcome in, Jessica.
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I am great. I am great. You know, I am two episodes in already, and you are all over these episodes. I mean, you are such a focus on this. And now ending with the second episode, I am on the edge of my seat, and I'm not going to give anything away, but you're being picked up and driving around in a car, and I'm like, oh, no. Oh, gosh. But you know how Netflix is. It's like eating a bag of caramel corn. The episode you're watching just ends. Before you know it, you're on to the next one. And I don't know about you, but I want to take my time with the season. It's the last season. I don't want to blow through it in a day. I want to enjoy a little bit of it every day, right?
I try so hard. I try so hard. And then I'm like, 2 a.m., I'm like, well, better make some coffee.
It's so funny you say that.
And I know what happened.
It's funny you say that because it was 2 in the morning. And I'm like, oh, should I do one more or should I just, you know, it's like one of those things that, you know, back in the day when, you know, there wasn't so many channels, this would be a water cooler moment. Like, did you see what happened last night? And I feel like I want to talk about it with somebody, but you can't because you don't know where they're at in the series.
Right.
So you're right.
Yeah, and you're like, you can't be like, well, what's going to happen next Tuesday? It's like you got it all in front of you. And it's funny, so many of my friends were fans of this show before I was on it. And the whole time I was shooting, every time somebody, like I would call and say, hey, just call and say, they're like, don't tell me anything. I'm like, I can't anyway.
That's right. Well, I was going to say, you joined the series, in season 3. And were you already a fan of the show?
Oh, yeah. I had literally just finished binging season 2 when I got the audition.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
But now, knowing...
I was a major fan.
Yeah, right. But knowing the series, okay, so, you know, being a major fan for the first couple seasons, when you got the role, you know, was it easy or challenging to understand, like, how you would fit as an actress into the storyline? Like, you must think, like, okay, how are they going to use me in this? Like, where am I taking this?
You know, I think of every show like an orchestra. I come from a musical background, so I play instruments. I played instruments all my life. So I always look at the orchestra and I go, what's the rhythm? What's the song? How does this show run? Who's what in the orchestra? And then I'm like, okay, what piece is missing and how can I add to it? And it's just already such a beautiful group of people, and they've created something so amazing. So it was very nerve-wracking to come in into this tight-knit sort of brilliance and go, okay, what do I have to offer? But they welcomed me with open arms, and it was just kind of like you just fall right into the family.
Well, and it's Jason Bateman and Laura Linney, of course, leading this. First of all, Jason is so damn funny. So, like, when the series first came out, I was like, wow, this is really a serious tone, but you still get Jason's kind of snarkiness in a lot of the episodes, right? And there's nothing laughable about what's going on in this series. It's actually just quite, you know, nerve-wracking, but I think his sense of humor and his presence and those deadpan looks make it a little easier to get through each episode.
You should try doing a scene with him and getting through it and keeping a serious face.
I bet.
It was so hard because he's a hilarious man. And even when he's not trying to be, the zingers he just comes with, it's just the way Marty Bird sort of, it's almost like Marty's in this place of like, damned if I do, damned if I don't. And even he makes that sort of just so human that you can't help but laugh because it's like, what's he going to do?
Yeah. Well, there's got to be there's got to be light moments on the set. And I only say that because, you know, there's a little anxiety that comes with watching an episode. Like, you're at the end like, oh, my God. Like, you know, I don't think there's not one woman on that show that I'm not freaked out about. Like, watch your back, man, because... they're coming after you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
it's interesting. Like, I remember the first time I met Darlene, I was like, oh, man, how's this going to go?
Right?
And she was so sweet. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay, hey.
Right. Well, coming into it, right. As a fan coming into it and knowing these characters, and then just, you know, realizing at some point these are real people and they're actresses and they're doing their job. But it's got to be a difficult mindset to a degree to walk into a show that's already been moving and humming along. And then all of a sudden you're hanging out, you know, behind the scenes going, okay, she's not going to kill me. It's going to be okay. We can have a cup of coffee together.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting. My first scene that I ever shot was with Laura Linney, and being an actress that comes from the theater, I've wanted to do this my whole life. So I've been a theater nerd, a TV nerd. I've watched so many things. And when I found out that I was doing this show, I knew I had to get my life, like just get my head ready to be in a room with these people.
Yeah.
And first day on set, I remember them saying, all right, is Laura ready? And my heart dropped into my stomach. And I was like, I'm about to walk into a room with Laura Linney. And she just made me feel so comfortable. She was like, we mess up all the time. Let all of it go. Just have a good time. And it was wonderful. I learned so much.
That's great. Is it shot in Atlanta? Is that where this is at?
We shoot all around Atlanta and outside of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, here's the thing, you know, as I'm, again, only a couple episodes in, every day is a new normal on this show. You know, it's like you really like, there's some shows that I have no issue folding laundry, doing other things, cooking dinner and having something on the background. You can't do that with this series. The rules are changing.
Mm-hmm.
The power of who's got the upper hand shifts several times in an episode, you know?
Yeah. It's just, and you can't miss anything. It's one of those shows where it's like, wait, what just happened? Who is that? Who just died?
Right. Exactly. This is part one of the two-part final season. So, you know, you said, you know, your Broadway is a big part of what you do. Like, what's on the horizon for you after this? What's next? What are you looking at?
I literally just closed my Broadway show a week ago. And of course, this came out Friday. So right now, I'm just enjoying the moment. I've got a couple days before I run off and shoot something else. And that's going to be exciting. But I think, you know, the future's bright and I'm excited for all of it.
Awesome. Well, very cool. Well, you can catch Jessica Frances Dukes in season four on Netflix series Ozark. And that's streaming now. And again, those first two seasons, you are front and center. And I'm enjoying every bit of it. And I can't wait to start looking at the next episode coming up.
Oh, wonderful. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight, Jessica. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.